Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. Open, saith the Lord, why thy mouth believing this my covenant word, I will, if thou plead, fill thine every need, all thy wants relieving. And what follows, Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6.
Thank you.
portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Philippians 4. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Philippians 4. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Eudias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with mine affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound, I am full, having received of Aphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. I salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. O Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then also in this evening hour, we may experience thy goodness, thy works, what thou hast wrought in a world at enmity with thee, thy Son, thy Word. And then in this evening hour, the doors of thy house have been opened by renewal. By renewal with our unclean lips, we attend to call upon thy great and holy name. And then it is so needful, when we draw nigh unto thee who were clothed with honor, glory, and majesty, that thou clothest us with that awe and reverence that we may feel our needs aright. They are so manifold, needs of our body, the needs of our soul, that we may be given to look unto thee, the Father of all mercies, the fountain of all good, and as an unworthy people, to implore thy blessings. Then thou requirest true saving faith, and that we ask all things in the name of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Wilt thou grant it, Lord, by thy Spirit, May we more and more be given to feel, to understand, to experience our dependency upon Thee, every heartbeat and every breath that cometh from above. In this evening hour, we hope to consider the petition concerning our daily bread. To that end, wilt thou richly supply the mothers in the home with the children, the fathers concerning the daily bread. And may there be times in the family circles also concerning thy care and thy provision, that it may be experienced what hath God wrought, and then to receive a humble, a soft, a broken heart with that vehement desire that thy name is praised, to feel our sinnership, our unworthiness. Lord, then we also lay before Thee the great multitudes, the greater part of the inhabitants upon this earth, that of much less than we do, that even miss the bare necessities of life, who in this day had nothing to eat, other countries at war, civil war, troubles and trials and afflictions, the multitudes in hospitals on sick and on deathbeds, those in prison, and then the billions that have not thy word, nor the truth thereof. O Lord, may it then be all thy goodness, the midst of the trials of life, that it shall not all have to rise up against us in the day of judgment, where we must also give an account of all thy blessings. Ah, may it then be thy goodness that brings us and our children closer to thy word and closer to thy throne. May it please thee to also remember the thirsty earth, to gladden with gentle showers, and Lord, not only showers upon the earth, but the showers of thy Holy Spirit upon thy church. May it please thee to grant those showers in this evening hour. Ah, Lord, thou hast a people upon the earth that already so glad when the dew may descend, even a drop of thy favor, a token of thy goodness. Bless thy word in this evening to that end. Oh, do convert what is unconverted. Spare that we build not upon sandy foundations, and remember thy Zion. Ah, grant that tender, dependent, and close life at thy throne of grace, needing the Savior, the Mediator, as their prophet, their priest, and their king. Lord, bless the means of grace, thy word, in the church, in the family circles, help fathers and mothers, By renewal, we commend those fathers and mothers who have presented their little child, have returned homewards with their little child as a God-bearer. Do for those children what is signified in the sacrament. Remember our Christian school. There are great, serious concerns and difficulties. Notwithstanding, may it please thee to bless thy word when it may be daily opened to the hearts of our dear children for the coming of thy kingdom. We commend unto thee thy church all over the earth. Remember all those that labor therein. We remember our theological school, the instructors and the students. Commend unto thee the persecuted church, the Jewish nation. May the veil hastily be taken away. Remember all mission work, our mission field, thy servant, the sowers of the seed. Remember that people in Peru, may a heart be inclined. We commend unto thee Bible translators, thy holy word, which may be sent into the prisons. We commend unto thee a young couple who in this week in another province hope to be united in holy matrimony. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies to that end? May thy favor and presence be experienced. Ah, may they be given to beg of thee in these serious times, that thou may be their helper ever near. A marriage for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Lord, we commend unto thee widowers, widows, half orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the grave. Do continue to remember and uphold, sanctify the callings. Remember the sick and afflicted, the handicapped daughter, with the great needs and concerns, O Lord, above all things. May it please thee to save her never dying soul. Remember all those that are near and dear unto her. We commend unto thee by renewal the father who continues to suffer from depression. Ah, Lord, for thee nothing is impossible. May it please thee to yet give some relief and some deliverance. Ah, that it may be experienced by his dear wife and children. Thou art so free and sovereign. We have no rights but what God has wrought. We commend unto thee those that are under the physician's care. In special ways, the mothers undergoing treatments. Thou knowest the fears, the concerns. We commend them unto thee by renewal. Remember the burdens, the crosses, the scars. Grant a prayer for one another. Lord, we commend unto thee the nations of this world, also our nation, our leaders federally, provincially, and also our town council. We have heard out of thy holy word that greetings were given of those in Caesar's household. Thou wast converted a Manasseh. Lord, we all need to be converted. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his never dying soul? We now humbly beg of thee for a few words to speak. Go from bench to bench, from heart to heart, in a special way. Remember those who struggle financially. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins? In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 137, the stanzas 3, 4, 5, and 6. Hear, O my people, I will speak. Against thee I will testify. Give ear to me, O Israel, for God, thy covenant God, am I. And what follows, Psalter 137, the stanzas 3 through 6. Thank you. And this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 50, the question and answer 125, which is the fourth petition, answer. Give us this day our daily bread, and that is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body, that we may thereby acknowledge thee to be the only fountain of all good, and that neither our care nor industry, nor even thy gifts, can profit us without thy blessing, and therefore that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in thee. Lord's Day 50 speaks of the fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread. Four thoughts. First, our temporal needs in this petition. As secondly, an implied thanksgiving in this petition. Thirdly, the expressed dependence in this petition. And in the fourth place, the childlike trust in this petition. The fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread. And then for our boys and girls, then we can make the point short, four words. If you remember those four words, then you can tell your father and mother the points when they ask you on the way home. The first place, our needs. Secondly, thanksgiving. In the third place, dependence. And in the fourth place, trust. Beloved congregation, we were given in the past Lord's days to consider the first three petitions. The first petition, what an exalted petition that is. The second, how desirous the coming of Christ's kingdom. And the third, how difficult. And then concerning the explanation was instruction for uncovering and for ashaming. And then how necessary with the disciples of old. Luke 11 verse 1, Lord, teach us to pray. Then what a blessing and what a privilege it is when the explanation of the Lord's Prayer may have the fruit of what we read in our Heidelberg Catechism concerning the preaching of the law. First, that all our lifetime we may learn more and more to know our sinful nature, and thus become the more earnest in seeking the remission of sin and righteousness in Christ. Likewise, that we constantly endeavor and pray to God for the grace of the Holy Spirit, that we may become more and more conformable to the image of God, till we arrive at the perfection proposed to us in the life to come. Then perhaps there are those that in this evening hour concerning the fourth petition, that it shall be a little better. But when we have heard the answer, then there is much instruction and much to be ashamed of. The first three petitions, they concern God, each petition thy. The last three petitions, they concern our needs, our. The word me and my is not found. Then the question could be asked, because we have heard it concerning what we must ask in prayer, and that the instructors in Lord's Day 45, answer 118, all things necessary for soul and body. And now in the Lord's Prayer, which Christ has taught his church, and then he first speaks of the needs of our body, our daily needs, and then the needs for our soul. What would be the reason? Then to make it simple for our boys and girls, you have all been sick, maybe very sick. Maybe there are boys and girls in my midst that have been so sick, taken to the hospital, and that you said to father and mother, do you think I shall die? And then we can be so sick and so much pain that we cannot even think rightly of God, of our soul. Also older ones, think of the time of the measles. There have been those that have stated that they were so sick, and then we cannot think of the one thing needful. And to that end, the fourth petition concerning our daily needs for the fulfilling of the first three petitions, then we also need a healthy body and a healthy mind. And further, when we may ask for our daily needs and the Lord answers, can give more freedom to ask for our spiritual needs. Give us this day our daily bread. There's a petition. When we read the words literally, it was different in former days. Then there were times that in the family circles that the children have asked mother, mother, what are we going to eat tonight? And that mother had to tell the children, I do not know. The cupboards are empty. May we be given to pray that the Lord sends a raven to our family that we may have something to eat. Does not mean that there are no difficulties, no financial struggles. And nevertheless, the Lord has granted us in southern Alberta much prosperity. Thus, for the literal application, that is not experienced like it was in former days. And nevertheless, a petition for all times, for all ages, for all circumstances, the temporal needs in this petition. And then when in this petition it speaks of bread, that includes all of our daily needs. They are great. They are manifold. There's a privilege when we may be given to see that everything comes from above, to experience our sinnership, our unworthiness, and also concerning our daily bread, what hath God wrought? Then the instructors give us this day our daily bread, that is to be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body. May we now only ask for matters that are absolutely necessary. Or may we also ask for a little extra? What do you think, congregation? Boys and girls, they sometimes go to their father and mother and they ask for a little extra, something very special. And then, of course, boys and girls, when they ask for something special, right, boys and girls, then you try to behave better in a special way. Of course, you must always behave well. Also, instruction. When we pray for our daily bread, and we trample these spies upon His holy word, can we then expect that the Lord hears our petition? We have the example of Hannah. Had enough to eat, clothe, a home, but her heart yearned to be a mother, and she has asked the Lord for a child. When we ask for those matters, then it is good that we examine our hearts, the purpose, the reason, whether we ask it only for self or also for our fellow man and the coming of God's kingdom. Then the instructors have stated that is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body. That is not a demanding, but that is a simply asking, acknowledging that the Lord is the giver of all good, and then so necessary. We have no rights. Send it all away. Those are blessed times when we may be given to see the Lord's gifts. For a people that have sinned it all away, ruined it, unworthy, and that the Lord yet opens His bountiful hand. And that those blessings must give an account of all the blessings that we receive, that they may bring us closer to the Word and to His throne. Be pleased, we read, provide us in the plural. Not me, of course, need personal blessings, but it is in the plural. It is a privilege. We read in Matthew 24, verse 12, 13, that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Still a privilege in the congregation when there is need, that there is help and compassion. What an awful thing it is to be as an Abel. David has sent his servants for some provision. It was not given. And soon Abel was dead. Or that rich farmer in Luke 12, my barns, my goods, and his soul was required in the night. Could use the example when there is a pond with water and it lies still, become a still. But if the water may run down the stream, water the plants and the trees on its way, and then how profitable it is. When in this Lord's Day, it speaks of our daily bread. That does not mean, and young people, may you be given to remember it. We live in a time that when you were young, healthy and strong, that is the time to save. Think of Proverbs 30 of the ants, true also a spiritual meaning. But they prepare their food in the summer, and in the time of Pharaoh and Joseph, the time of famine, then Joseph has built storehouses to save for the time of famine and the time of plenty. Our second thought, an implied thanksgiving in this solemn. And of course, with all the gifts that the Lord grants, we must not waste them, must not abuse them. Then also this petition is exceeding broad. But then the instructors have stated that is be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body, that we may thereby acknowledge thee to be the only fountain of all good. James 1 verse 17, every good and perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of a turning. Then the instructors have used the word fountain. And boys and girls, you know what a fountain that keeps springing up with fresh water. And how concerning that fountain, it all belongs to the Lord. We have sung out of Psalm 50, every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 10,000s. In Haggai 2 verse 8, the silver and the gold is mine. and a fountain that refers for public use. And now in acknowledging thee to be the fountain of all good. How is it with that part, congregation? How is it with our thanksgiving? With that acknowledging? And let us begin, even with our mind and with our tongue. Are there those times, the family circles, personally, also concerning our daily bread, and before Thanksgiving there is prayer? Thomas Goodwin, a Puritan, he has written it so nicely. Those blessings are sweetest that are won by prayer and worn by thanksgiving. Is it not our sin? Or is it better with you, congregation? Is it not our sin that we take so much for granted? Find it all so normal. When mother and wife prepares a well-prepared table, is our unthankfulness, has that become our sin? Are we sometime burdened thereunder? Also Saturday evening, when the Lord has spared the whole family circle, children, father and mother, under all the dangers and circumstances of life, then it is so necessary, I read thereof, in Luke 5, verse 8, the disciples, Peter and some disciples, they have fished the whole night, caught nothing. Upon the command of Jesus, they let down the nets by renewal. They were so full, they began to break. And then we read those few simple words when Peter saw it. Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. Are there times that it still takes place? What hath God wrought? And we repeat it when we may have a little impression. What we deserve, our sins, and then I'm not speaking about a trampling upon God's holy word, but our second point, to acknowledge the Lord as the fountain of all good. Oh, Job, what a place. Job 23, verse 16, for God maketh my heart soft. Young married couples, are there times, includes us all. But let me ask the young married couples, are there times when you may sit round about your table that you are given to look and that you may see a few tears? And when there is an inquiring, that you may tell how good, how long-suffering, how patient that the Lord is, that he grants so much and then to think of the great multitudes that have not enough. We cannot fathom it, because boys and girls, there have been boys and girls today that had nothing to eat, that shall cry themselves to sleep. And we have such an abundance. Then further, in the fourth petition, it speaks of our daily bread. The first place, our, which we have gained, not by stealing, not by a lottery or gambling, but by honest labor. But that word our, and blessed that people that may become exercised therewith. Oh, that need also their daily bread through the channel of the covenant of grace. Because we have heard out of Lord's Day 1 that Christ has purchased his people for body and for soul. And Christ, in the way of that covenant, has also merited those temporal blessings for his child. It is true. And sometimes statements are made concerning that matter that are unbiblical. That statements are made to the effect that Christ has also merited temporal blessings for the unconverted. But that is not written in the Bible yet. As a consequence of the meritorial work of Jesus Christ for his children, the unconverted may be made partakers of many temporal blessings. This morning, we have heard of the children of Israel in that encampment. Was not all Israel, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 5. But all of Israel, they may partake of the manna, the water out of the rock, the pillar of cloud, and the pillar of fire. Because Christ is King, he is still gathering the church. What a comfort that is. It's not enough. We need to be part of that church. And for Christ to gather his church, then there needs to be much common goodness upon the earth, that the church may have a place, that it may be gathered, that the Lord may work from generation to generation. Are there souls that have become exercised with that hour in this petition? And that concerns blessings of the covenant of grace. Ah, for souls that know what it is, that he is the fountain of all good. Souls that have experienced the Lord's special providence, answers upon prayer by itself. Let us not make that a foundation for eternity. We need to become the poor sinner that is saved by grace. Souls that know what it is to receive a broken and a humble heart. to receive a soft heart. Ah, that the praises, the high praises of God may be upon their lips. But now that word, our. Oh, that those souls, they are given to pour out their heart. Lord, thou art so good. Us and our children. Thou provideth that daily bread. Thou art the fountain of all good. But Lord, I need that assurance that I am thy child, redeemed by thy dear Son, to be reconciled. Because otherwise, Lord, all the temporal blessings, they shall have to rise up against me in the day of judgment. Ach, Lord, speak unto my soul. I am thy salvation. Lord, I must be the bride of the great bridegroom. Lord, I need the pardoning of my sins because they remain such a heavy burden, and therefore the necessity of that word, our. Oh, blessed freedom for the child of God, when that hour may be experienced. Our third thought, let us first sing. Psalter should be 359 instead of 159. Psalter 359. Unless the Lord the house shall build, the weary builders toil in vain. Unless the Lord the city shield, the guards a useless watch maintain. 359, the four stanzas. fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread. Our temporal needs and applied thanksgiving and congregation when we have sung together out of Psalm 127, then what a privilege it is that we may still live in a province and that is favorable toward our family circles. In the Netherlands, when mothers may be at home, according to the scriptures, with their children, then they are penalized on their tax return, not a little, but much. Our third thought, the expressed dependence in this petition. And then the instructors have added that neither our care nor industry, and there must be industry, must be diligence. Our boys and girls helping their parents, our children with their studies, the mother with the children, and at work. We have heard it from the last Lord's Day, from the third petition, where the angels were mentioned, we have mentioned what a privilege and what a blessing it is when the Lord grants health, strength, courage, and joy in our labors. Of course, the Lord has said unto Adam in Genesis 3 that we shall labor in the sweat of our face as a consequence of our fall. But what a privilege and what a blessing it is when we may labor. And then the instructors have stated concerning this petition that neither our care nor industry nor even thy gifts can profit us without thy blessing. Then how dependent we are upon the Lord. May we feel our dependency more. When we think of our daily bread, then we ask the Lord for food and drink. We thank the Lord for the same. But how often do we think and thank the Lord for our taste, for our appetite? Visit hospitals. There are many a delicious meal, but no appetite. Concerning the medical world, when there are more major things, serious sickness, then we realize that we need the Lord's blessing upon the same, because without the Lord's blessing it cannot and shall not avail. But how is it, boys and girls, when your mother gives you a Tylenol? Then do we trust that the Tylenol shall take away your headache, stomach ache, Or do we send a petition to the Lord and say, Lord, thou must bless this Tylenol, because otherwise it shall not help. Can multiply it out. We have sung it out of Psalm 127, that except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. And then we read that even thy gifts, they cannot profit us without thy blessing. Our last thought, the childlike trust in this petition. And then the conclusion, and therefore, that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in thee. Concerning this petition, when the Lord grants plenty, it's easy to speak about it. But when there now becomes want, and we live in a time that the governments are trying to take the place of God in the way of provision and in the way of control. And that shall become more so as we come close to the end of the earth. Read in Revelation 13 of the beast out of the sea and the beast out of the earth. And the beast out of the earth to exalt and magnify the beast out of the earth. But now the instructors have stated that we may withdraw our trust, and let us be honest, we can secretly can speak reformed, but that we have our trust in our possessions, equity, bank account, whatever it may be, but now to be given to live out of the hand of the Lord, daily at his throne. Oh, how dependent we are, boys and girls, it speaks of bread. Then for a loaf of bread, then much has to take place. And then we need the Lord's blessing. The farmer, he needs health and strength to plant his crop. Our days, we need mechanics. Many are involved, and then the seed is entrusted to the earth. Man cannot make one seed germinate. Also a germinating seed. There's a blessing and a privilege. When there are times that we may be given to see the Lord's handiwork, the flower, a singing bird, whatever it may be. Then we need moisture, sunshine, spared from hail, destruction, disease, insects, opportunity to harvest, and the mother to bake the bread, and that we are given to eat, even thy gifts, without thy blessing, they shall not avail. to your sometime congregation. Think of Haman. Know who he was, boys and girls, right? The enemy of the Jews. And he was invited to the banquet together with the king by Esther. And then on that second time, he had made gallows for Mordecai. And Haman came to that banquet, soon to be hung on the gallows. Do we ever think of Haman, young and old? My fellow travelers to that never-ending eternity. Are there times that is our fear? That we are like a fatted calf, richly blessed, but made ready for the day of slaughter? That as a Haman we may feast and banquet and soon to be ushered into eternity. Ah, may we be given to pray this petition. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord, that it may be enabled by thy free and sovereign grace, by thy Holy Spirit, to be given to seek and find thee, to serve thee, to be thy handmaid and thy servant, to be pardoned of my sin. Oh, that it truly may be our daily bread, a little beginning in praising thee. Oh, at times, what has God wrought? Ah, that shall be the song for eternity. For the true church of Jesus Christ, what God has wrought, providence in his grace. We have read together Philippians verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And then what a precious verse, which Paul has written to the Philippians in verse 19. That is the portion. Does not mean that God's people shall not be tried. Can even be that starvation is the chariot that the Lord uses to carry his people into heaven. Nevertheless, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. May that be our portion. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then at the end of this service, then we may humbly thank thee for another Lord's Day, that we may come up to God's house yet a few words to speak. Wilt thou add thy blessing, and wilt thou grant those times also concerning the fourth petition, what hath God wrought, but more so thy free and sovereign grace. We may commence in other week, Lord. Then we remember the mothers at home with the children. Remember on the way. Remember at work. Remember at school. Wilt thou keep us from harm and danger? from sin and temptation. Take us under thy good care and kind protection, and give thoughts, prayers, meditations, and exercises concerning the fourth petition, and with the desire that by thy grace we thereby may be given to serve thee. Remember the consistory when they hope to meet tomorrow evening. Bring us together for a special service to remember the ascension of thy dear Son into heaven, where he sitteth at thy right hand, and from thence he is gathering, defending, and preserving his church. Remember the young couple who hope to be united in holy matrimony, and bring us now safely to our dwellings. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 401, the first three stanzas. Praise ye the Lord, his praise proclaim, and O my soul, bless thou his name. Yea, I will sound his praise abroad, and ever bless the Lord my God. And what follows, Psalter 401, the first three stanzas.
Thank you.
grace, save the blessing of the Lord, and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.